Hey, it's Sklar Brothers here. View from the cheap seats. This week we have an unbelievable guest. He played in the NFL, had over 10,600 yards rushing, and now he's got a great acting career. He's Thomas Q. Jones. Man, did you have fun on the show?
Man, I had a blast on this show. Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah, we got super deep, man. It was early in the morning out here in the West Coast.
Man, listen,
y'all got my brain working early, man.
I'm talking issues. I'm saying, look, we got so deep, we put her butt to sleep. That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
Dear, hey, welcome to Twisting the Wind. It is going to start now. Here it is. This is how the show starts, okay? It's anticlimactic. It's axtimaclustatic, okay?
It's anticlimactic. It's Hey, do you know where Ben put that bag? The bag he left for me, okay? Do you know where he put it? I can't find it, okay? He said it was here. He dropped it off yesterday! I know he did! Oh, hey! My sweet buddy, my sweet baby, my sweet honey dipper, thanks for dropping down here. Hey friends, neighbors, loved ones, acquaintances, digital backstrokers, motherfuckers, cocksuckers, and meat beaters, okay? Thanks for being here. This is Twisting the Wind. Just dropped a little profanity there, okay? Sorry. I think it says that. I think there's a little thing here that says that. Maybe I didn't say anything that bad, but it's bad enough to be like, hey, you know, you gotta tell people if you're gonna say something bad because, there might be kids here, okay? No. I don't think you understand. There might be kids here. You think you can say, yeah, look, we know it's a free country. There might be kids here. Are they gonna hear that? What am I gonna say, huh? Look, it doesn't bother me, okay? It doesn't bother me, but if I got some parent coming at me saying, my child learned this word when he did a thing when he heard that song that you played when you were in class, so, part of me, no. No, okay? I'm not gonna take responsibility for that. That's on you. We hired you guys to do a clean show. Okay, that was a diversion. Sorry, that was just a classic diversionary tactic. Just had to think about that. I've been thinking about that yesterday and today, that whole thing where, you know, it's all about passing the buck, right? Nobody wants to take the blame. Nobody ever does. It's like, well, then I have to take responsibility for what happened. I have to explain something. I got to be like, well, we got to boil it down. Oh, I don't have to boil it down. I want to get home and chance to watch my TiVo'd. I just got to get home to chance to watch my TiVo'd, okay? Good. Really, really good. Well, let me say this real quick. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for coming back. If you've been here before, this is a fun thing for me. I hope it's a fun thing for you. Had some real exquisite commentary on the iTunes page. Whatever that means, the iTunes page. Some really descriptive and exquisite commentary about the show that helps so much. And it just makes my
It like turns more of me into gold. It's like this, it's like Goldfinger, but it's not Goldfinger. It's like Wordfinger, but gold. Got it? It's like sipping tea out of Stanley Cups. Unflammable! That's a little nod to my boy, Ghostface Killer. What's up? He's my boy. I'll tell you about this in another episode, but we go way back, back into the Shaolin Temple days. Okay, yeah. Also, if you could do this, go to feralaudio.com and shop on Amazon through our portal, okay? Portal, it's like a door. It's an access point. It's an entryway. It's like a mirror, but you can actually walk into it and transport yourself to a shopping dimension that gives a kickback to Feral Audio and keeps this show and other amazing shows on this network on the air. Well, not on the air. I'm talking about in the air. You know what I mean? I'm talking about in the ground. I'm talking about deep in it, licking it, hot tub dipping it, sweet sticking it, rip tripping it, big blipping it, LED shrimping it, light emitting diode sticking in it, put a diode in your urethra and get back to it. Just stick that light emitting diode, LED, into your urethra and just let it up and then you're ready to go to Europe, okay? So that's what you can do. That's what you can do when you shop through our portal on Amazon and just give back, okay? Give back. You can also just make a straight up donation if you want to. But the big deal, buy the music, buy the wrecked music, R-E-C apostrophe D. That's short for recommended, which is coming up shortly here in the podcast, okay? But first, before we get like super down and all into it and forward slashing, we're just going to check in real quick with Donnie Jeffcoat. He's got a new drum machine.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Donnie here, dude. I'm going to play you a couple tracks here. I've just been fucking around with this new drum machine. Yeah, you hear this shit? Yeah. Yeah, man, I figured I'd just, like, lay this down. Because, you know, I love doing the announcing for you on the show. Loving the podcast. Really super hot, super interesting. Wait, when I say hot, I don't mean, like, you know, like a sexy girl. I just mean hot, like, on fire. Like, it's clicking. It's locked in, you know? Like, track lighting and a sweet-ass kitchen designed in the 80s. You know, it's locked in. It's earthquake proof, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I've been fucking around with this DM machine here, drum machine. Pretty crazy. Just been hearing about, you know, Karen and I drove up to the hot springs again, just with the, you know, the van. It's working, it's doing good. So I got this bitch ready to go. I don't know if you heard about Mary Jo White. She's been nominated to the head of the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission. She's got some like wicked conflicts of interest. I mean, I know you talk about this. I know you know about this, bro, but man, we are in a fucking oligarchy. You know, this is like a full-on oligarchy, 100%. This freaking like crazy Janet Reno looking bitch used to be the lawyer for like J.P. Morgan Chase and all this other crap defending him.
I said turn it off, fuck you, pig. Turn it off and we're coming in. Come on in. I got a dick that needs suckers. Kick your fucking ass out of you, man. My fucking word is my motherfucking bond. Damn it, Mom. My word is my bond, motherfucker. Open it. Fuck you. Turn it.
Welcome to the Twisting the Wind musical section, the chart block snops cop, the cop stop. This is the cop stop section. That was a little intro music there from Charlie McGuire and the Modern Dance Club. I played them before on a previous episode of Twisting the Wind. They were spotlighted. You got to get them. They're amazing. I just have to play more of them because they're good. They're a return visitor. Okay, so this is going to be a little quickie of a musical section because I'm going to talk about one artist. Like I said, I want to do it now. This guy's name is Siriusmo. He is an electronic guy. He's a robot. His real name is Moritz Friedrich, and he's from Berlin, and he makes techno music. You know, techno, what does that mean? I don't know. Techno means a lot of things, right? It's electronic music. Okay, how about that? It's glitchcore. It's a roundabout IDM bump down. It's 1,000 different words. Who gives a shit? It all depends on what year you were born and what you say. We'll just call it techno electronic music for the sake of nothing. So this guy is amazing. I don't even know how to describe his music, but it's like, to me, he's using all the sounds. He took all the sounds and found a way to use them and put them in one GD song, okay? He's great. So we're going to hear first a song from this album called All the Girls, and this is a track called Femuscle. Yeah.
Muscle.
Just get better. You hear that little squirrel that just popped up and went meow. Man, that's the first time I actually heard that little sound. Incredible stuff. That was from Femuscle from Siriusmo, and that's from his album All the Girls. Okay, this next track I'm gonna get right into here. This is such an amazing song. Like, that's the thing with a lot of electronic music. People tend to think it's sort of there's no lyrics, there's no singing, and it's one person mainly. So people always like attribute it to being, what's the word? They think it lacks substance. It doesn't have, it's not fully realized. It's sort of like, oh, that's just for dancing, or that's just for like programming with headphones on. I don't think that's true. I think that's, this is, this guy, oh, I guess it can be true, but this shit right here is a full on goddamn song. This is a song through and through. It's not just a fucking boo. This is it. This is from, I think this is an EP. It's called The Uninvited Guest. This is an incredible EP. Oh my God, it's so varied and amazing and just full of explosive drips of all sorts. This is a track called High Together. I've listened to this many, 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 many times, and it never gets old. It's got that theta wave that won't resolve, and it's just like, well, guess I'm going to listen to it again. Here we go. Oh man, I always want to rap gibberish over that song for some reason. I don't know why. Just like so easy to sing along to. That's High Together, Siriusmo off the Uninvited Guest EP. High Together. Yeah, I get it. Oh, we get it. We get it, Siriusmo. Let's all get high together, okay? Seriously, get high. Get high right now. Blow off work. Or maybe you don't have to blow off work. Just don't do it. Just get high. Get high for a little bit. I should get high more. I don't do it enough, I feel like. Okay, one more track here from Siriismo. This is from an album called Mosaic with a K at the end. Ooh, this is a song called Nights Off. This song is incredible. This song makes me emotional. I have this little idea I always run through in my head when I listen to this, like a little sort of a story of sorts. I think about a pair of astronauts in the future, sort of like, you know, like dirty astronauts. So sometimes space is too clean in sci-fi movies. I'm talking about like the real space, sort of like that dirt space. I feel like that movie Moon kind of got the dirt space right. And obviously the original Star Wars has the dirt space right. And I think this song goes along with dirt space. I always think about like two astronauts blasting off, because the song has like that classic progressive movement where ramps up and stuff. And I think about like a rocket ship taking off with two astronauts, dirt astronauts, and they're gone forever. They're like going out into the deep reaches of extrastellar space, and that's it. That's it. No more friends and family. That's it. Just each other. And it's basically death, but maybe not. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they'll discover something, but it's like, I don't know. I think that's pretty amazing for a song, an electronic song with no lyrics, to really conjure up. For me, it really conjures up it's very evocative, okay? That's the word. I should have just said evocative. I didn't have to say any of the other crap. I should have said, hey, this next song's super evocative. And not just for an electronic song. I'm talking about just because. Here it is, Nights Off. Doesn't that make you want to be friends with aliens? Like, really welcome them into your home? Just like, hey, we understand you guys. We get it. We totally get the cattle mutilation was a mistake. Welcome. Come in and have some jerk chicken and fried cauliflower, okay, alien? I know you're a reptilian, but look, we can work this out. We don't have to go full Illuminati, okay? Yeah, what an evocative track that is. Nights Off by Siriismo off Mosaic. Mosaic is a full album, came out in 2011. The other two tracks I played were both from EPs. The Uninvited Guest EP is outstanding, and actually it does have, I believe it has Nights Off on it, the song you just heard. So if you want to scrimp, if you want a bang for your buck, get the Uninvited Guest EP, let it melt you down real good, and then maybe upgrade to a full album of Mosaic. He also had another album that came out, I think, more recently, Enthusiast. That's came out this year, and that's on Monkey Town Records, as is Mosaic. So, so much to dip in here from this wonderful man, Siriismo. I'm probably saying it wrong, but who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit how you say stuff? Say it how you want to say it. Who cares? I one time had someone correct my pronunciation about the band. I'm going to say it right now. Dungeon. I know they're from Sweden, and it's pronounced Dungeon. Okay, but are you going to say Dungeon every time you fucking say it? No. Say Dungeon. Who gives a fuck? There's a great band called Autechre. that you've probably heard of if you're interested in electronic musics. They say a great thing where they're like, you can say our name however you want to say it. We don't care. Just say it. Just as long as you say it. You could say Ateshre, Otakra, Attakra, Adequate, Oshpumk, Otaker. Otaker sounds nice. It's good. Whatever. So say it how you want to say it. Who cares? They're your words, right? They're coming out of your mouth. Who gives a shit? You know, you can always say, it's like, oh, it's probably regional. Oh, it's probably just regional. Really? Oh, is that how you say it? Well, I'm just from a different region, so, okay. I'm going to lead you out here now. I'm just going to let you, I'm going to open up the door and let you, you know, head on out. I'll let you head on out of here, okay? But first, no, before you go, you should definitely go to feralaudio.com and the show page, and it has links to the Amazon musics that I just played, and you buy them. You buy them, and it helps everybody out, okay? That's been a great thing. Thanks for being here. Thanks, seriously. But
calling. You've dialed the wrong number. Sorry. What good is that? How can you ever repay the 30 seconds you have stolen from my life? I hate you, your husband, your children, and your relatives.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling about the Sailor Cat.
The what?
I was wondering, I found a picture of a cat that has a sailor costume on, and this is the number of the on the cat's collar. I was wondering if this is the owners of that cat.
Hold on. They are, Pat, is Vegas or Mirage, and you have the cat?
No, I don't have it. I wanted to know if there are more pictures of that cat, because it's such a funny, great picture of the black cat with the little sailor hat.
Oh, and how'd you see it?
Well, because the picture, you can see the little the medallion hanging off his tag has a phone number on it that I figure was the owner's phone number.
Yeah, that's Mirage.
No way.
Yeah.
It's his. Is it a he or a she?
Mirage is a boy.
It's a boy. That's such
It's a girl, isn't it? Mirage is the girl.
Oh, and it's a girl, and that's... Oh, so did you make that custom sailor costume?
No, my sister... Well, let me ask you first, where did you see the picture?
Oh, it's on the internet. It's very popular on the internet.
You're kidding!
No, it's really popular.
He said it's really popular on the internet! The what we call blowfish cat, Mirage with her. Oh, that's Luxor. Yeah, no, that's Luxor.
Oh, Lux, that makes more sense because he's black, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's Luxor. We had, at one time, we had Vegas and Reno, and they both passed, and now we have Luxor and Mirage.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow. I called this number just expecting, I wouldn't expect that actually to get through to someone, but that's so cool. So,
yeah, and I've got another one that is just as cool. It's the other cat, and she's dressed in an alligator costume. Looks like the Alligator-ator.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you put those on the internet anywhere? Like, is there a place to see them?
I just put it on Facebook. I don't know how to do that. I don't know who put it on the internet.
Yeah, well, maybe someone who saw it on Facebook just posted it on some other site because they thought it was so funny. That's cool.
Huh.
So you guys have been big time cat lovers for a long time?
Yeah, we've had four.
Oh,
Vegas,
wow.
Reno now. Yeah.
Cool.
Vegas and Reno. Vegas lived to be 17 and Reno lived to be 19.
Oh, that's pretty
21.
Long for a cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. And so you guys must go to Vegas a lot, huh?
Well, not as much as we used to when we were young, yeah.
Yeah, I figure those names, those are Vegas names, yeah.
Yeah. Now, so, where would I go to see that picture? Can you tell me that?
Jeez, I'm trying to think here. I I guess there's a place. This place is on Tumblr. It's a website called Tumblr that has a lot of stuff. I guess if you, maybe Sailor, type in Sailor Cat. I don't know how exactly you find it. I'm trying to think here how I found it. That's the there's a website called Tumblr, TUMBLR.com, and they have a lot of cat stuff on there.
TUMBLR. Okay, I'm going to go try that.
You should be able to find it on there, but I'm trying to think how you'd find it exactly. Hold on 1 second. Does it have a name? Yeah, okay. My girlfriend's going to find it for me right now, and she'll let me know, because she's the one who found it. It's like this.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think how the best way to find it would be to see. I mean, maybe. You're right there?
Excuse me, I have acute bronchitis.
My friend Josh has a good joke about that. He says, more like more like adorable bronchitis.
Yeah, I haven't found anything cute about it.
Well, I guess I found one picture of it, but I think it's really all over the place. The picture of the cat with the sailor hat on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, okay. That's so cool.
Because we call it blowfish cat, because he looks like he's all blown up.
Really? Because he's kind of chubby. He's chubby, huh?
Yeah. That is cool. I'm going to get on the internet. I wonder. And then if I can figure out who did it, I will put up on it the one of Mirage in the alligator outfit.
Yeah, you should definitely put up the Mirage. Put up a bunch more of them.
Okay.
How do I find your Facebook? Or how do I find your website?
I don't have a website. I'm trying to see. I'm not real good on computers.
Right. Yeah, it's.
But I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll find it and I'll just post it to that Tumblr thing.
Okay, yeah, you can. What you can do is you can start your own Tumblr account. It's basically kind of like a blog. Do you know what a blog is?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what you can do is you can start your own Tumblr account and you can use it to post pictures. And so all the pictures will be coming from you. I'm sure people will be really excited because it's coming
cool.
Just from you.
What state do you live in?
I live in California.
I live in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I live in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
It's so neat. I am so excited.
I'm sure it's all over the place. It's probably out there. Because cats are really popular on the internet, if you didn't know. But cats are, like, super popular on the internet.
Well, I'll find it, or if I can, I'll find somebody, and then you'll love the one. If you love that one, that's my favorite, but the other one with Mirage, and she's in an alligator, we probably took 200 pictures.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
My sister-in-law is a vet tech, and she works with all my animals are rescue.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Luxor was on the table ready to be put down when my niece found her.
No way. So she
yeah.
Did she like run in there and say, stop it?
Yeah. Well, I always said I wanted a pure black cat because I wanted to name it Luxie.
Okay.
And it was so weird that she walked in and they were getting ready to put Luxor down and she was 8 weeks old.
Oh, so you got her as a kitten.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I've gotten them all as kittens.
Wow. Kittens are something else.
And then I have a rescue dog that is an Australian Shepherd.
Those are the best dogs.
Oh, my God. And I got a picture of her with her blue eyes, and she's got a halo on.
So she's a blue healer. Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is too neat.
You should make a picture of Luxor with, like, a flashlight on her head so she's like the casino. That'd be funny. Yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead and post them.
Cool.
And, okay, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, so let me know when you get that Tumblr started up, and you can put all those pictures on there, and people can
fantastic.
See them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
TUMBLR. There's no E. So it's like Tumblr.
Okay, I'm going to go get on it right now.
All right. Good luck, Joan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God.
Save it for the fucking podcast.
Well, you should be ready to go.
Save it for the fucking podcast.
You should be ready to go.
Save it for the fucking podcast.
You should be ready to go.
Save it for the fucking podcast.
You should be ready to go.
Save it for the fucking podcast. Save it for the fucking podcast.
You should be ready to go.
Save it for the fucking podcast. 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 Hey! Joining me today is Brandon Wells. He's an author, a cyclist,
a humorist.
Humorist.
Essays.
Bon vivant.
Stuff.
Color timer.
Yep.
Yeah, color timers. People who time the colors on a movie. Make sure they're a good time. They come at the right time.
I like to, sometimes I'll take some liberties with it. And make the color just kind of, you know.
Well, that's a bad one.
Go a little crazy. Going crazy, okay. Man.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a good intro for you. We haven't started recording yet, so it's okay. Yeah, well, I know we're recording yet. we haven't started recording yet, so I'm just going to pretend like we haven't started.
Oh, so we could just talk candidly about the Jews?
Yeah, about the juice. Yeah, juice is weird. Juice is really taken
pomegranate
over.
Pomegranate juice.
Pomegranate juice.
It's all the rage.
I saw some toilet paper the other day at, I think it was 7-Eleven. It was labeled as palm.
Toilet paper juice?
But it wasn't their brand, though.
Don't drink toilet paper juice.
What were we talking about before we started that we should continue talking about? Oh, I'll tell a little story here. This is just to get things rolling here. I don't want to have this guitar in my hands. I really don't need this because I don't
look cool.
Play guitar.
Okay. You look like Jim Croce.
I'm going to play Jim Croce? I look nothing like Jim Croce.
You look like a young Jim Croce.
Jim Croce was like Lebanese or something, right? He had like a big, thick black mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked like Frank Zappa a little bit, man.
Leroy Brown, baddest guy in the whole damn town. Better than the King Kong. Steeler than a junk on bomb. I want to do poo poo brown. Smelling big and a bust my town. I got a BB duck and a double do. Smelling like a poo poo true. You ever see that movie Sneakers? With Robert Redford, David Strathairn.
It's like a computer thing?
Yeah. Mary Madeline.
Marley Matlin?
Mary Madeline.
Maureen McCormick.
I think it was one of those. She's just
Marshall
Irish.
Marshall Mathers.
Big eyes. Also has John Aykroyd.
Dan Leguizamo.
Carlos Benjamin. Teve Storms. But in Sneakers.
There's Rand McNally in it too, right?
Rand McNally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And same as. Is Atlas Shrugged, isn't there? There's this part in that movie where there's a Japanese guy singing karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, I didn't know that was a song.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw that, used to watch that movie while I was a kid, and I was like, I always be singing, but actually it's some guy singing that in English, singing Jim Croce.
Did your parents think, like, did anybody overhear you doing that and think you were retarded? You should do that on stage. You should just bring your guitar up and sing a song. I think that would be great.
Okay. I'm going to try playing a song.
A guitar comic.
I think I always think about that, but I don't know. I stop. I did a little guitar comedy once.
No shame in bringing a guitar on stage if it's going to help things along. Steve Martin played banjo.
Right. He did. Maybe I'll start doing it. There's a trouble at Brendan's house. There's a trouble.
I don't like the sound of the
minor
chords.
Trouble at Brendan's house.
It sounds like there's trouble.
What's the trouble at home? Trouble at home. There's trouble. Ugh. Okay.
Well, there is trouble
at
home.
So what's the trouble at home, bro?
Well, I didn't want to really. I didn't even know if I wanted to talk about this on the podcast.
Just get into it.
I ran away from home last night.
You did? Why?
I just, you know, felt like there were too many rules.
Statutory rape?
There was no statutory rape.
Right.
I mean, I did rub one out
into a bird bath once.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a statue.
Did you really? As a child?
Yeah. My early 30s.
Where did you grow up? You grew up in Pusca.
Philly, yo! Oh, right. Oh yeah! Give me one with and one without!
Without cheese, buddy!
Hey,
give me
you
some cheese house!
Pat's the Geno's! Oh, yo, Geno's is better than Pat's! You out of your fucking mind! Pat's is way better than Geno's!
You know who eats Geno's?
Give me some grilled onions on that and whiz on it!
Hey, Scooby! Scooby over here! I need some grilled onions on this shit.
Hey, Charlie, I thought you were going down the shore this weekend.
Oh, you staying around and do some faggotry?
Going to fix your radiator? Come on, let's get a hoagie and a coke. Go down the shore.
Do the accent. Do it. Ready? Do it.
Get a hoagie and a coke and go down the shore.
I thought it's like a Pittsburgh.
Give me a glass of water.
Give me a glass of water. A hoagie. A hoagie and a coke.
You live in Kensington.
Give me a coke.
Kenzos.
I'm a Kenzo. Hi.
Me a hoagie and a coke. Go down the shore.
Hey, Mom. I'm going to go down and get a coke.
Hello, Mom.
Hey,
I'm
Mom.
I'm going to go get a coke.
Brewster's Millions. I'm gonna de-stand this. This is how.
Shit. Johnny's going to do some stand-up podcasting.
Right leg.
Do you want to pace around?
Right leg crossed on left. Holding gingerly. Pinky up. Oh, see, now we're in the same spot. You can dethrone that microphone if you choose.
No, man, I like this Steven Tyler style.
Great.
Keep it in the stand, but
use it like it's
treat
not
it like
in
it's
stand.
Not in the stand.
Steven Tyler, keep it in the stand, treat it like it's not in the stand.
I think that's the name of his book that he wrote.
Steven Tyler, it's a pamphlet.
Keep it in the stand, but treat it like it's not in the stand.
And this my way of thinking applies to all kinds of crazy shit.
Steven Tyler, keep it in the stand. But treat it like it's not in the stand.
Hi, Steven. Jim Travers, Rolling Stone. How you doing?
Yo!
Oh, great. I like that. I want to ask you here. You've had a very long rock and roll career.
Yaka-go! Dream my home!
I absolutely, totally agree with that. Wholeheartedly. So, back when you first formed Aerosmith with Jason...
Joe Perry! Ow!
Yeah, with Joe. Now, what would you say is your biggest influence in life as far as being a successful rock and roll musician?
Something, brother. It's all about keeping the microphone in the stand, but treating it like it's not in the stand. Ow! 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so you mean what you do is you take the microphone that you sing, because you're a singer. We all know that. You're a singer. You keep the microphone in the stand.
You know it, brother.
And then you treat it like it's not in the stand?
I treat it like it's not in the stand. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, great. Oh, great. This is real good. Oh, my God. You want to hear the story about this?
Hey, little dinner with the kitty in the middle and I'm screaming like I just don't care. I say, wah, wah, widow in the middle and I see who was a whistle there. I went around to do dancing, a high school dancing, the two of them ready to play. I said, we in the middle and this kitty in the middle and he taught me how to walk this way. She taught me to walk this way. Talk this way. She told me to walk this way. Talk this way. Just give me a kiss.
In the jungle in the night, there's a sleepy jungle. There's a jungle in the night, it's a sleepy in the night. Hi. How's that song go? The jungle song? Sleeps tonight in the jungle, mighty jungle. Steven Tyler's gonna sleep tonight.
Steven Tyler's gonna sleep tonight.
Is that?
It's Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, good. Is this good? I like it. Hey, Johnny, so how come you're not doing your podcast anymore? Well, I got sued by Aerosmith.
How awesome would it be
what
to
happened
get
to
double
your...
sued by Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses?
Hey, Johnny, how come you're...
Bring your autograph book to that hearing.
Johnny, so you're living on the streets now? Yeah, I got sued for all I'm worth, and I'm paying penalties for the next perpetuity because of Brendan Walsh played a song on my podcast and I have to take responsibility for
dude,
it.
Dude, so. if they give you that perpetuity, go on Maury Povich. They're always giving perpetuity tests. Maybe they'll find out
you are not the father, and you won't have to pay shit.
I was in perpetuity to a guy named Jason for a while, perpetuity.
No,
and then
shit,
it turned
Jason.
Out to, like, he was not the real guy, because perpetuity is like just means everything. And I was like, perpetuity
opportunity.
We had a small perpetuity here.
Well, I got a business perpetuity for you.
Officer, I would like to take this perpetuity to do a speak to you about the potentializations of the way I've been doing to do my life way.
What had happened was I was perpetuous on the perpetuity, and what had happened was I thought that everything was perpetuous.
Well, let me do the explanation of the way I was redirected over to the DMV styles. I had a car. My perpetuous was to make a car work for forwards, and I got a guy who did a disagreement to me about the perpetuous. The stenistication of what my car was doing.
Oh.
So that was true. And then I was there for many days trying to say, hey, I fucked up, yo.
Been in days.
I was been in days with June, been in days with Charlie. He was there. But what I'm trying to say is I'm really
It's
sorry.
All perpetuous.
It's all perpetuous, fortuitous for your and scene.
Perpetuity.
So can we do some real talk, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, because we've been fucking around for a long time.
That's okay.
Get those yayas out. So you grew up on, what was the name of the street you grew up on?
It was, I'd rather not give the name of the street out.
Wow, you can't even fucking think of it. You can't even say it.
No, I know it, but my mother still lives there.
Oh,
and
she
I don't
does?
Want all my crazy autograph seeking,
so you,
my
this,
fans autograph
The
hounds.
Street you grew up on is still where your mama lives?
My mom is still in the house that
really?
I was born in.
Wow. That's
I wasn't born in the house.
You weren't? Were you born
hospital.
In the hospital? What was the name
Frankfurt
of the
hospital?
Frankfurt
Hospital. Frankfurt.
How many pounds?
Hospital.
How many pounds?
I weighed 84 pounds.
Did you prank on the way out?
Pranked my mom. Grabbed onto her appendix and took that out with me.
Listeners, I don't know if you know this right now. I'm just going to do a... hold on a second. Listeners, if you're listening right now, you're listening to Twisting the Wind. My guest is Brandon Wells, and he's a comic actor and a comedian. And he is
executive
also...
Executive producer.
Executive. He's also an EP, an EVP,
show
and
runner.
A CFO, showrunner, and a houseboat captain.
Script supervisor.
Script supervisor, SS.
Best boy.
Und Schweiger. He is also identified 17 Junker 66 in the year of 1945. So Brendan is also first and foremost known as the king of all pranksters.
The king.
Also not, what was the thing I called you? I donned you with the title one night. It was like, it was something
the prank
like the ultimate. You just got pranked by the prank master. Oh, look out. What was that really bad prank you did to me that one time? Listeners,
prank
hold on.
Alert.
Listeners,
prank alert.
Prank alert.
Prank
listeners,
alert.
Hold on. What you just heard was not an actual car alarm. That was the prank master.
You've been washed.
That's what it was, right? That's what, look out. You just got pranked by the prank master. Pranks. Pranks with a Z. Spelled wrong.
Pranks.
Pranks
we
on
even
you.
Prank grammar.
Prank. And have you thought about making those t-shirts yet?
Which t-shirt?
The
prank master?
You got pranked.
You've
been pranked by the prank master. There was some prank you did that night. I had accidentally gotten incredibly stoned.
Yeah.
Remember that was that show we did together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like freaking out because I was like, oh, no, I'm really stoned. I didn't mean to do this. I ate an edible and I drank an energy drink on an empty stomach and I got really stoned.
Recipe
and then I was
for disaster.
Yeah, it was true disaster. And I got there and you did a prank to your friend Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
We were telling him I have a boat.
Yeah.
Or were we telling you that
I think
you were
telling
too?
Me I had a boat. So you're telling me that you were telling me that I had a boat that I didn't know about and I had to give my numbers to an official to
I needed your social security number to pay the docking fees. No, because I had tweeted it all stemmed from a tweet where I said I have a schooner or an email. I don't know. I told you I had a boat.
Yeah, you did.
Via the internet.
Oh, you did, and I believed you for a while, for like 2 or 3 weeks.
And I think Natasha might have.
I think she did.
I
yeah,
think it
she replied
with me telling Natasha that I had a boat,
and she said she was in. And then yeah. I think I was like, "Oh, Natasha's gonna go. Okay, I'll go.
Yeah, like, go out on my
all these people are gonna go
in Orange County.
Yeah, all these people are gonna go because I knew there's another comic, Jeff Klinger, who actually does sail boats, and
which
I was like,
blows my mind.
I know.
He's the least. Well, yeah, that's right. It did make sense.
So to me, it made sense. I was like, oh, well, I guess this is like a thing, you know,
if
comics like
insane.
Makes sense that a comic has access to a boat. He's capable. So yeah,
I have my shit together more than Jeff Klinger.
I think you do, probably.
I think so. Nothing against Jeff.
But. Nothing against, but against.
But just, yeah, but get your shit together.
Nothing
man.
Against, buddy, but against. No offense, but I'm
no
gonna offend
offense,
you.
But.
Yeah, that was a pretty good prank.
You might want to sit down for this. No
you
offense.
You might want to sit down.
Prepare to be personally offended, but don't take any offense.
Yeah.
Sit down. You might want to cover your ears before I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
How you suck.
You got pranked.
No offense. You just got pranked. No offense.
No offense, but you got pranked.
No offense. I hate to tell you, though. You got pranked.
No offense, but when we were over here, those weren't your shoes.
Oh, dog. No offense.
Hey.
But I'm going to fucking freak the fuck out next time I see a dog shitting on my lawn. No offense, though.
Hey, no offense, but that's rubber.
No offense.
No offense, but that was like actually a rubber. Like a rubber
no.
poo.
No offense, but I don't use rubbers, so no offense.
You got a story?
About rubbers?
Just in general. Like, what's like a good fucking story you got from the road?
Real good. Oh,
welcome
road,
to Road
yeah.
Fuck Stories here on the Comics Comic.
Ooh. Road Stories.
At the sign of the howl, that means the jackrabbit's going to be let out on a leash.
The road dog is about to take you for a lap around the fucking road story track.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Road dog alert. Road dog. Road dog alert.
You're listening to Sirius XM channel 2649. All comics on comics road stories.
The attack dog. 60 channel 69 on Sirius XM.
The jackrabbit. The jackrabbit.
We got you back to New Corner. We're going to tell you a road story.
Ladies and gentlemen, 100% unadulterated, 100% true,
uncensored. Not for the faint of heart. If you're a pussy, you might want to change the channel,
or you're gonna get fucked.
You're gonna get bit by another Walsh road tail. Don't chase your tail.
Stand back, road comics on comics on the road. The jackrabbit.
Gather around the comedy flame because the master of the road is about to tell a tale.
Okay, Brendan, so you were on the road. I believe it was, where was it? Were you doing like a Jackson 5 run or was it a...
I was doing a Jackson 5 run.
Well, this was right after I met you because I just didn't know I know it was worthy too.
Who booked that?
That's that crazy guy. You can't trust him. You can't trust that guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His name is Alex Tippelman.
Oh, yeah,
and
Tippelman.
He lives in Alberta, but all the rooms he runs are in New Mexico.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's all phone chatter. He calls you up, tells you to pick up the keys. And have you seen that comic hotel?
Oh, yeah, the condo.
It's a POS. Bro.
Yeah, it's a POS.
Piece
oh, dude,
of shit.
And also, if there's any mayonnaise in the fridge, don't eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
John Fox jizzes in all condiments in all condos. For real, though.
Oh, man,
and if they got marinara sauce in there, don't eat it. All the female comics, period. And all the ketchup and marinara
that
sauce.
That is such a good classic road comic joke.
Road dog pranks.
Okay, so back to you.
I shit in the ice cube trays. That's my trademark.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the look on a newbie comic's face who's only been on the circuit for 7 or 10 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Who steps into that thing, opens up the ice chest, and is like, shh.
Chocolate ice cubes. Why
I'm gonna
not?
Eat this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The stories that like, must generate.
I always save all the condo phone numbers in my phone and I'll call them up and be like, hey, do you have any shit cubes yet?
Oh, Brendan, do you have any of those phones recorded?
Oh, dude, I have.
You got any of those phoners?
Yeah, I got this. Oh, check this out, man.
I would love to hear that. That would just get my road dog tickled so hard. But seriously, have you found love?
Dog, that's getting deep right off the bat.
But seriously, Road Dog.
Money owns this town. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Money owns this town. All right. Yeah, cha. Money owns this town.
Didn't you leave me that
that's
as a voicemail?
That's a recording of me.
You left me that as a voicemail.
Singing the theme song to Storage Wars.
Is that what that song, that's what that is?
Money owns this town.
Storage Wars is by far the most non-show of a show that's ever been a show.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Pawn Stars?
Pawn Stars is worse.
They're both non-shows.
But Storage
non-shows.
Wars is like, God.
You know, there's a new trend too. There are shows of that ilk that I don't watch.
TV.
I mean, I don't watch any of them now. I did, I've watched like a marathon of Storage Wars.
I love that show. Marathon I love of, it.
You really love it?
I don't have cable, but I've watched a marathon. I watched like four episodes in a row.
So you buy the DVDs? What season are you on?
DVDs.
I'm trying to get through season two of Storage Wars. Don't tell me what happens in season three.
Don't tell me. What happens when they're in Temecula? Do they get, is that a real? Was that an authentic pinball machine?
Wait a minute. The Yep guy found a fucking crystal skull in a locker in Temecula. It's amazing. I'm just, you know, I want to get in on this game because every week they find a couple treasures in everybody puts at least one treasure in their storage locker,
treasure.
Apparently.
Like a golden egg.
Oh, we got pissed and perioded on mattresses. But wait, what's this behind it? A Honus Wagner. Every locker.
Honus Wagner.
Wait a minute. Between these two shit on mattresses and a fucking three-legged chair, there's
a
Honus Wagner baseball card.
Hold on a second.
In this Rubbermaid bin with costume jewelry.
Wait a second. Well, okay, all I'm seeing is a bunch of deconstructed Rubbermaid containers. But wait, what is it? Is that Steve McQueen's original Chevelle? Is that the missing
this
car
could bring
from,
in big money.
This could be,
I have
oh
to have
God.
It appraised first, so I'm going to take it to some other shithead in Burbank.
I'm going
to
take it to an MFA in Pasadena who works for a living in the academic sciences and call them a faggot until they tell me how much this shit's worth. You know, I saw one where they found this Korean instrument, and it was some very demure, clearly very smart person who had several graduate degrees talking about it, and the guy is like sitting there in
the big dumb guy with no sleeves.
The big dumb guy, no sleeves, got a hat on, suspenders, and like a sleeveless shirt, and he's like, you know, in his head, he's like, okay, just shut the fuck up and tell me how much it's worth. Okay, quit telling me all the like the faggot details about this crazy chink instrument. Tell me how much it's fucking worth. Like, I swear to God, that's what it was subtelling in his brain. That was a character just.
Yeah, I don't know if you realize, but you slipped up and said the C word.
I know I did, but no one ever says that word anymore.
You say it all the time, not on the air.
Yeah, in casual when we're having lunch.
Yeah,
we're having
some
breakfast.
Chink joint.
If we're having breakfast,
if we go to some gook place.
Oh my God,
a dink buffet. If we go to a dink buffet when we're on the road,
did you just say dink? Is that a word?
I think learned all my slang from Vietnam movies.
Really? I never heard that one.
Zipperhead's another one.
Zipperhead, but doesn't Zipperhead just have to do with the fact that the people would be in body bags? That's what that means.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
you get body bag zips up over your face and over your head. So I think that's what it means, which I think is not, it has become race specific. But when talking about Storage Wars, I think it can probably go anyway. You can call it to anybody who's like an academic. I think
that shows
he used that C word on a person who was black.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's
well,
so
safer.
Dumb. Yeah, it's safer
to do that.
Hey, what the fuck? Okay, quit talking out your fucking ass and tell me how much that goddamn instrument's worth.
Instrument.
And the best thing about that show is also how they, if they just say something like, oh, that's probably worth 10 grand. Ching, 10
that's
grand.
What I was going to say. And I actually did a tweet about this, but not
actually?
That I'm using my tweets.
Wait, did you actually do a tweet
I actually
about this?
Tweeted it. I wrote it. I hit send. It went out to 40,000 plus people.
And
they all read it.
And send.
And then the fave, they all started going fave crazy. They were like, ding, 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 fave. And then fave star called me. They were like, you got to stop tweeting so many sick tweets, bro. You're blowing up our fave star mainframe. And I was like, fuck you. You can't keep me caged, Twitter. I can't help it if my tweets are too sick
for
Twitter and fave star.
Have you joined Sick Tweets yet?
Sick Tweets? Yeah.
It's way better than Fave Star. Sick Tweets started, a guy from Fave Star left to start his own place called Sick Tweets. And it's way better. But tell you what the real deal is. It's this new place called Rad Chirps.
Rad Chirps.
And that's an intern from Sick Tweets who left just yesterday to start his own place called Rad Chirps. And it's like way better. The interface, user interface is way better than Fave Star or Sick Tweets.
I've put in so much time with Fave Star though. Right. I don't really want to jump ship. Maybe when, because well, Fave Star is the proven.
Oh, it is.
King of the Twitter fave website.
Oh, wait, I just got a push notification here. That intern, his friend just started a place called Ill Talk.
Oh, wait, I just got a pushed off a boat notification.
Oh, really?
Here.
Pushed off a boat?
It's Natalie Wood.
Hold on a second. Oh, why do you keep talking about that?
Because, dude, I know Christopher Walken murdered Natalie Wood. I've done a lot of independent research.
Oh, my.
And Christopher Walken and the other guy.
You want to hear? Check this out. Watch this. Tell me who I'm doing right now. Tell me who I'm doing. I thought about doing a kill, but then I realized I'm an actor, and if I was there for Natalie's on the boat, I couldn't have possibly done a kill on her because she's so sweet that I want to do movies more than I want to do a dance for Fat Boy Slim video. I am an actor. I take the periods out of the things I read. I am who? God, guess who I am? Okay. I thought I was just enjoying it.
It's walking, dude. That's a sick walk.
Totally.
Fucking.
Yeah, how sick is that walking? How good is that? Let me do it again. Here we go.
Yeah,
check this out. Who's this?
Okay.
Whenever I have breakfast, I think about how many people.
It's Brando.
No, people it took to bring this breakfast to me. That's so Christopher Walken.
Oh, Christopher Walken. Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good,
That's a sick Walken.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to be better at it. Do what?
Remember what he, Christopher Walken, my favorite character of Christopher Walken ever.
Right.
Was in the movie True Romance when he played the pimp with the dreadlocks.
Funny, I don't remember doing that movie. I was in a weird play. I didn't see that movie. I really didn't see
it. You never saw True Romance?
No. Should I see it?
Yeah, you should.
Hold on,
see
putting
that
the list.
Immediately.
I'm making a new movie.
Such
list.
A good movie. I watched it recently. Quentin Tarantino wrote it and Tony Scott directed it.
Oh, right. Okay, Tony Scott. So I'm not a big fan of Tony Scott.
Dude, he just jumped off a bridge.
He did, I know.
Too many people were telling him
he
that
heard
kind
about
of
it.
Shit.
You know, I have a weird thing here in my music, books and music. I have Blood In, Blood Out. I think that's a movie. You heard of that?
Yeah, is that a documentary about gangs?
Probably. Yes, it is. Thank you. So what are some of your favorite movies, Brendan Walsh?
What are some of my favorite films? A flim flam, I was taking a blam.
Sucked on a baby's duke. Poop came out, it was brown and smooth. Hard as a poo-poo snook.
I was slipping and a sliding, licking and a suck, yeah. Sucking on the baby tits.
I sucked upon the baby's little bit of nipple, because I work for TSA.
TSA.
Did you hear about this new thing about TSA?
What?
So you can bring a bag of 1,000 knives, a 1,000 or less knives, but if you have a baby with you, they have to suck the baby's poop out. They have to suck it out with their mouths.
I saw that on Snopes.
That's actually what they're calling it. They're calling it, we have to snope your baby. Because it's like a snuffle and a scope. Snope.
So the TSA, they just, if you have a baby, you put it through the x-ray machine, you put it on the belt.
No, you don't put it on the belt.
And then it comes out the other end, and the TSA guy pulls its pants
and
down.
And sucks the shit out.
Creates a seal between his lips and the baby's asshole, and just, like, whatever. Now, what if your baby What if there's no poop in there? Or what if the diaper's already full of poop? Yeah,
they have a big sign. It's called "Not My Problem."
So it's called. Is your baby allowed to fly though? If the TSA doesn't get to eat its shit.
If it doesn't have shit in it, it can't get on that plane. Unless you have a bag of 1,000 miniature knives.
1,000
mini knives.
These rules are crazy they're creating.
I know, it's nuts. They're going, you know what I described them as? This is a phrase I haven't used since I was maybe in third grade playing with Drew Berquist. It's a little phrase called haywire.
Haywire.
They're going haywire over there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need that shit sucked out of there because they don't suck the shit out. Who knows?
So then they have like a holding area. If your baby doesn't need to shit, they
take a miniature knife and they feed it a bunch of apricots and prunes until it's filled up, ready to spray.
But they want it to be kind of firm though, right? Don't they like it?
They
to be
want
like
it to be firm so
hard?
It's easy for them. That's a convenience for the fucking tissa, the tassa. Can we be serious for a moment here?
Yeah.
I want to be real.
I'm not good at guitar.
And you're better than me. I only use two fingers at a time. TSA is gonna make it legal to carry a miniature knife. I can't wait to fly with a bag of knives. Sir, is this your carry-on? Yes, it's just a bag of knives, but they're miniature. Okay, get them through. Take off your shoe. Bag of knives. I got a bag of knives, but the miniature. Got a bag of knives at the miniature. Sir, we have to suck out your baby's poo. Guess what? That's not my baby. If it was, I would sacrifice it with using a 1,000 miniature knives, kill the baby, so I don't have to have its shit sucked out because it was a bomb. Oops, turned out that baby shit was a bomb. Turned out that baby shit was a bomb. 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 He smuggled baby shit on board as he went to his road gig in Columbus, Ohio. Domestic terrorism is a real threat, so everybody needs a miniature knife to kill the baby that has the bomb in its shit. It's got a bomb in its shit. Suck on the baby's tit. 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 The baby. What about a puppy? What about a lizard? What about a hamster? What about a frog? What about a iguana? What about a snake? What about a baby dog? You can't fly with that lizard unless it shits in my mouth first. It's gotta shit in my mouth first. It's gotta shit in my mouth first. It's gotta do a little number. I'm the not number one, not number two, but number one, not number one, not number one. It's gotta be number two.
Your baby animal has to shit in my mouth. I'm a TSA agent. Shit in my mouth. Your baby animal has to shit in my mouth. If you wanna bring that bag of miniature knives on this fucking plane, asshole.
Death from 1,000 shits. That song's called Take Your Shoes Off.
Take Your Shoes Off.
You can leave your shoe on.
Oh, God.
9.5 weeks.
Tom Jones. Let's take a quick break.
Hey! It sounds like you're having a really great time listening to Twisting the Wind.
Oh, yeah, I freaking love it.
In that case, we'd love it if you would donate some of your treasure to us.
Okay.
No blood, just treasure, okay?
Like some money.
Yeah! That would be just great. That's going to allow us to keep making this show.
Oh, yeah, I got
when
that.
When I say us, I mean me and us. And all of us together here, okay? Okay, 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 okay.
Grandma in the corner with the penis in her hand going, no, 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 no.
And we're back. My voice is faltering a bit because I was doing a Canadian accent the entire day yesterday, and it really bothers me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I'm losing my voice, but it's okay. It's going to come back. We're back here on
Sweet
Twisting.
Brag in there.
That wasn't a brag at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, what were you doing a Canadian accent for? That's what you want me to ask.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Why would one have to do a fake Canadian accent all day, Johnny? I'm stumped. Let me dig a little deeper. What were you up to all day yesterday? Are you a spy?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
I'm spying.
Or is this some bullshit Hollywood phony talk you want to try and lead me into? Mr. Pemberton, come on my podcast. Let's talk about my career and what I'm up to. Great. What were you shooting, Johnny? I can't wait to hear.
Should I let you go? Should I just let you go? Do you want me to just let you go?
You want me to? Oh, I'm glad that you. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. Some of your Hollywood
friends
coming over?
Hey, we're back
over?
In here to the
you guys
twisting.
Can all sit around and gab
we're
about
back in
all
here.
Your pilot hey. Season. Hey. Ooh, it's pilot season. Ooh, I had an
Brendan,
audition
listen.
Today.
I had a bad pilot season, Brendan. I had a bad pilot season, Brendan. Brendan, I had a bad
yeah,
pilot.
I'm a real, I'm a straight
Brendan,
shooting real guy.
I had a bad
guy.
Pilot season.
Salt of the earth, kind of. OBW, this is why I'm not more successful in show business.
See this?
OBW, they don't want to work with some real lunchbox hey. Joe type like me. Joe Lunchbox. I show up on time, I work
Lunchbox
hard.
Joe.
No, no, but maybe I don't drive a Ferrari and I don't have some bullshit trophy
the
wife.
The name of this podcast is now called Lunchbox Joe.
Lunchbox Joe.
Welcome back to Twisting the Wind. We're here with Brendan Walsh, classically known as Walshy to his boys back in PA.
Actually, you know what? I did get a...
Hey, Walshy. Give me a beer,
I have
you?
Walshy on a jacket.
Of course you
but,
do.
Well, it was like I was...
Fucking mix.
Well, you know, it was a little,
yeah,
it was pretty
mix.
Lame because I heard that. And
your stupid
not,
mix running around cool. there. You still got your stupid mix
Irish.
Running around, running construction business, strong arming people. Stupid mix. Okay, what are you talking about, Walshy now? Walshy's on like, what, your underwear?
I had it. I shit it. I put a straw in my ass and I had diarrhea.
Walshy.
And that way I could aim my diarrhea and
hey.
Write my name in the snow with diarrhea.
Here's your childhood. Ready? Hey! Check out what Walshy just did.
Walshy!
Hey, Walshy, you for real?
Hey, is Walshy gonna come? Do you invite Walshy
shit.
To the party?
You gotta get Walshy over here. He does this crazy diarrhea straw trick. Don't take it to the mall, get letters done. Do it with Walshy.
Do it. Hey, Walshy, do that diarrhea straw trick for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm getting a call from an unknown number.
Maybe it's,
what should we do?
You should answer it.
Okay.
Real quick, but if it's shitty, if it's shitty, you shouldn't answer.
Hello? Hello? They hung up.
Yeah, you know why? It's probably bullshit.
Maybe, or maybe it's the government fucking with me.
Can I ask a serious question?
I've been Googling a lot of 9/11 conspiracy videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Just now?
Maybe
just get around to that?
No, I mean, it's kind of, I just, you know, check in with the Illuminati.
Just checking in with what they're doing?
9/11. I check in with those guys, but I think Google's tracking me and sharing my info with the government because they know that I'm the voice of a generation. Mm-hmm. If I start getting too lippy.
Right, Lunchbox Joe?
Yeah, Lunchbox Joe
Brendan
starts
Walsh,
spouting
Lunchbox
off the truth
Joe.
About 9/11.
Also,
some
great...
people are going to try to silence me, but you know what? You're going to have to kill me.
But they're going to be hard.
I'll never shut up.
Yeah, I know what.
About nothing.
But see that.
I'll talk forever and ever, government. You bullshit shadow government. Yeah, I know what you're up to. Council on Foreign Relations. You can't silence me.
Hey, it's Alex Jones here. I just took a shit and I'm wearing jeans that are too small.
I just took a shit and, I can't do a good impression.
I
saw him swimming in a creek one time. He never turns it off. Me and my girlfriend at the time.
You saw Alex Jones swimming
doggy
in a creek?
Doggy paddling just in a creek, yelling up to, I assume, his wife and like a friend of his. There was this trail in Austin.
Oh, he lives there, right?
He lives in Austin. He's in Austin. And me and my girlfriend at the time would take our dog to this trail, Sculpture Falls.
Ooh, that's
is the area.
Pretty name. Sculpture
it's really, it's
Falls.
A, like a nice, like you walk back for, it's probably a couple miles. And then there are all these like nice swimming holes with like rocks and falls and stuff. And,
it's trippy.
Me and Katie, my girlfriend, who was real, we're
K-A-D-Y.
Walking. And my dog Lucy, rest in peace. We're walking down the trail and you just, and it was, you know, like a Tuesday morning or whatever. And you just hear in the distance kind of like, the Illuminati.
No
what
fucking
they're
way.
Doing, what they do is they set up these puppet government. And
you
we're just like,
heard him
is
saying that
fucking,
stuff?
Yeah, we hear like an Alex Jones rant, like in the distance. We're like, what the fuck? And then we're like, is that Alex Jones? And then we like, as we get closer, it's like, it's definitely Alex Jones, I think. And then we, as we're passing them, it's, he's just kind of dog paddling in the creek, looking up to people standing on the ledge, like telling them, this is like his day off. This is
so
how
he
relaxes.
Never stops.
I had dinner with
Jesus
him.
Jesus Christ.
I was in Houston.
Well, you did have dinner with
Rogan.
Him? Okay. Yeah.
Cause he's buddies with Rogan and
that's
I was
true.
Doing shows with Joe and we're going to UFC. So Alex came up cause he wanted to go to the UFC and dinner. I mean, that's, I've been around him a lot, actually.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, about half a dozen times.
Right?
Like,
really?
Spent
well,
substantial
wait,
time
the first
with him.
Was the first time you saw him was swimming, though?
No, or maybe. Maybe. I don't know. He might have, because I did, there's that infamous show that Stanhope sells, the incident in Austin, where he had Alex Jones open for us, just kind of go up and...
Right.
And he started in... This was very fresh into, like, we had just gone into Iraq and stuff. People were just still fucking out of their minds.
Yeah.
And he went up and started talking about how all the troops are just suckers. And then there's people in the crowd like, hey, my brother's a fucking Marine asshole. Like, he almost started a riot in the club. That's the first... I don't want to say it's the first time I was ever impressed with Doug, but... That was pretty amazing watching him get that show back on the rails.
Oh,
like it was
Alex
so chaotic. Like it was very, it was like some shit. Like all we need is if one person throws a chair right now,
it's off.
It's fucking, things are going to go crazy.
They call
and
it the spark.
Like 10 minutes later, there was a, Doug was doing a show. Like he, I should watch the tape. I haven't watched, I've never watched the video, but he had gotten this room that was completely chaotic back, got, you know, gradually got everyone's attention and got it back fucking on the rails and did a show. A lot of people still walked out because that was also when Doug was still doing clubs and he was banned from a lot of clubs.
Why?
Because he would do crazy shit.
Like what?
He'd pull his dick out on stage and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was that kind of guy, but I don't know him that well.
He's, you know, I didn't know him, you know.
But what? Besides pulling your dick out, is there anything else you would do?
He would, you know, basically, if anybody tells Doug that he's not allowed to do something, he's going to do
that. But don't people know that about most comics?
I feel like most people... you know, most comics are fucking lame,
pussies.
Dude. Like, not everybody's funny. Not every comedian that...
is funny. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, no, not... Like, funny. How many... I mean, we have a good group of friends, but, like, outside of... Like, think of all the comics you see at all the shows. How many... of those people are like fun and funny to hang out with?
Not.
Very small percentage.
Most not.
Like maybe 11% of comedians are genuinely funny, like the people who are genuinely funny, not forcing, trying to be funny when they're around comedians. That's the worst when you're hanging out.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, Brennan. I agree that like, that is an idiot.
If you're, that's, he's a perfect example. Like he's a
he's so famous.
Pretty successful comedian.
Yeah, he's very successful.
But every time you hang out with him at a festival or you see him around, he's like basically trying out bits on you.
I know, fucking
people even talk about it. Like they're like, you know, I was at a party, this fucking open micer started, or somebody was like, like it's like they were acting like fucking.
Yeah, I thought, when I first heard that, because I heard that so much, because people talk so much shit about.
But I wonder if he knows.
He's gotta know. He's not stupid. He's just he is stupid. He's a total idiot.
I don't think he's stupid, but
And his tweets. Oh my god.
The tweets are the fucking worst.
I I follow him and unfollow him constantly because I'm like, too much, too much, too much.
I can't take it anymore.
But then I'm like, I got to see what he said about.
Yeah.
Like, I got to see what he said about something in the news. Like, oh, like the IKEA meatball controversy. He's going to load up about 15 of those. And he doesn't even spell his name right on Twitter. Like, it's like a joke. They're like, hey, my name's spelled weird.
Yeah, yeah. God. Well, I think it's actually comedy, and that's always the worst when somebody has comedy after, like, or it's a comedian.
And also, every picture of him, he has a microphone in his hand.
All of his, yeah.
Yeah. Every picture, he has a microphone in his hand. It's ridiculous.
It's the worst.
Every single picture.
How many people like out there?
There are. I mean,
but if you think about it, because you'll see that, like, a non-funny person who's just calculated and learns the mechanics of comedy, that they can achieve some success.
Yeah.
It's like, well, fuck, I can do that. I can just, like, you know, yell or, like, act, you know, hump a fucking stool or...
He just bought a new car.
Or just learn how to deliver a joke, like, make up... Because he makes up all those bullshit stories.
Not even true.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's... And that's my worst... That's my least favorite thing in comedy is when someone's like... So, and this is like, this isn't an actual bit,
right.
But for example, to be like, you know, so I'm like walking, I'm waiting for the bus where it's like, you haven't ridden a fucking
bus.
Yeah,
he just, like I said, he just bought a new car. He actually has a personalized.
Got a car. Oh, did he really?
He got a personalized plate on his, like.
What kind of car did he get?
It's like some little.
An Audi or something?
It's like a Scion,
what
a sedan. It's like a coupe. I don't know. Yeah. It looks like flashy. It's bright green. I think it's bright green.
Of course, yeah.
But it's
well,
got this
well
fucking
be bright green because it's like he's the guy. I bet you when he's flying to a gig, when he sits down next to someone on the plane, he offers up that he's a stand-up comedian.
Oh,
going
right away.
To play a gig.
But he does it like on the sly though. I think it's like this. This is not. He won't say.
Yeah, he'll probably be like, "Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm a comic." He'll be like. People like this. You'd be like, oh, man, I'm so tired.
So much traveling.
God, so much traveling. What do you do? What if the person doesn't, what if they don't bite? He'd be probably like this. Like, he'd be like, this is what he'd do. Here it is. This is it. Until I sit next to a person. I don't bother with that. Listening to that safety crap. It's all a bunch of bullshit anyways. I travel a shitload. I'm a comic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think like that.
See, I know. Think it would be like, I'm a comic. I travel a lot.
Okay.
Trust me.
Now let me do. You be a traveler, and I'll come sit next to you. Okay.
I think I have this middle seat here. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the middle seat.
That's funny. That's funny.
How's it going? Nice to meet you.
Hey. How's it going? Jack Shea.
So, where are you? What are you off to Grand Rapids for?
I live there. I was just in North Carolina for business. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do computer sales, like, not computers.
I just
themselves.
Did some shows in North Carolina. That's crazy. I
what
was
you,
just there
wait,
and now
mean?
We're both going to Grand Rapids.
Shows? What do you mean?
Oh, I tour. I'm on tour right now. I'm,
wait a second. Are you a band?
No, I do. Actually, I'm a stand-up comedian.
Tell people. I was gonna say because that was really funny. I've never heard someone say that. What you said about Welcome to the Middle Sea—that's such a funny joke. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. I mean, I'm just kind of always.
Is that your
like,
act?
Riffing. No, I mean, that's not from my act.
Oh wow,
but,
that's crazy. So you're just like
just a lot of off the cuff stuff.
Yeah,
I'll do on stage.
I grew up with a guy like you who is just so funny all the time that like.
Oh really?
Yeah, you must be really. I'm surprised I haven't heard of you.
You know, I've been on Comedy Central a few times.
Really?
Yep. Conan.
Oh,
well,
I guess, you know,
before we take off, I can check out, here's my website. If you want to,
great.
I can put you on my mailing list right now. It's if anything you get from comedy.com.
Okay. I'll give you my information here.
Because
okay.
I'm going to Grand Rapids. If you want to, I don't know what your plans are this weekend,
well,
but if
you
want
know,
to come to a show.
That sounds cool. Good. I just have to, you know, my family's there, so we're kind of.
Oh, yeah. You can bring your family. I'm not, there's not a lot. I'm pretty clean.
Oh, you're a clean comic? Okay. I'm so
I mean,
glad,
it's, you,
I'm
know,
so
it's
glad
not,
you said that. Cause
it's not for everybody, but it's not real. How old are your kids?
They're 12 and 11.
They might be a little too young to come in, but
okay.
You know, I can put you on the list. Just say your guests.
Big fan of Brian Regan.
Okay, yeah.
I love clean comedy. I love mugging.
You'll, you know, come check me out. If you don't like it, fair enough. We can go grab a beer afterwards anyway.
Oh, I don't drink.
Okay, well, we can grab coffee afterwards.
Yeah, no coffee either.
I can
definitely not afterwards.
What's your email address? Let me put it in.
Okay, here it is. It's myname@myname.net.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a classic exchange. Fucking.
Yeah.
That asshole.
Well, now there are all these like copycats.
Well, they're everywhere. They're like, it's like a disease. It's a comedy disease. Is what it is. It's been
diluted gross. So much the yeah. art form of comedy,
and it's like they're the ones who are booking all the shows now too. So it's like yeah. it's this thing where it's like the takeover of not even vanilla. I like vanilla. Vanilla is a great flavor. Mm-hmm. Actually, vanilla is pretty fucking exotic. Vanilla comes from Madagascar.
Yeah,
it can only be grown in the jungles. It's a very specific, very difficult to get flavor. Vanilla. So I think that they're not even vanilla. Like, you're talking about vanilla?
They're, you know what they are? They're,
not
like,
even chocolate.
It's like, a chemical form. Like, it's,
what is it?
It's like a created, like, it's like fat-free, calorie-free vanilla, all created out of, corn seed oil.
Corn seed oil and
cotton seed oil.
And rape seed oil.
And cunt seed oil.
Yeah.
And chink juice.
Says that kind of
pussy
stuff all
juice.
The time.
Mix it all up in a blender.
We shouldn't talk about it anymore. I just like, it makes me like, it just makes me, brings me down to talk about him. Cause like, I know I'm happy. I'll probably see him like this week. So.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. He's a nice guy.
He's so loud.
He's just, he's basically a nice guy.
Yeah. He's basically, well, yeah. Who is a nice guy? Nice guy. What a thing to say. Nice guy. Who isn't a nice guy?
Well, you know, the way I look at it, what, you know, the fact that doing well.
You realize what you just said is his setup for every bit?
What?
The way I look at it.
The way I look at
That's
it.
That's his name of his album. You know that?
No.
The way, yes, it is. He has an album that he's self-released.
Well, now you're just joking.
The way I'm not fucking around. He has an album he self-released called The Way I Look At It.
I know that's not true.
Whatever. Okay.
I'll Google it.
See what happened? He's turned us against each other.
No, man. You know, the fact that he's popular doesn't mean that people can't still come
yeah,
see
true.
Me.
That's
like,
true.
It's not like we're doing the same thing. It's not like he's ripping me off. Or
Stanhope. You know. There's a guy.
There's a
guy. I still don't know what he did that wasn't taking his dick out.
You know, I don't know. Like,
I won't take my dick out. I'll probably never take my dick out
no,
on stage.
No, of course not. You know, I don't know. There are tons of stories yeah. about shit. Like, you know, condo shit or...
Condos.
You know, or just getting, you know, whipping a crowd into a frenzy and mm-hmm. tons of people asking for their money back and... A lot of clout. He's pretty good at burning bridges. I mean, I don't want to speak for Doug. I didn't know him.
But at the same time,
years,
it's also he's incredibly popular. He's like,
well, he is. Well, the Man Show. That's what I was starting to say. After him and Rogan hosted the Man Show, right. There was kind of this resurgence of, you know, he was getting a little more money,
right.
And clubs that he wasn't allowed at were having him back and paying him more money.
Yeah,
but that blew up in their face because he would draw some people. Who were like, oh, the Man Show guy. Oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be like trampolines and
like
ziki-zaki.
Yeah.
And then he goes up and starts challenging
big, right?
all their fucking... Yeah, they're like, oh, the Show Me Where Babies Feed guy from Girls Gone Wild. This is going to be a, you know, a blast, a great night of beer drinking and tit talking. And it's like, wait a minute, why is he challenging my entire belief system up there? Not that we're, but whatever. I mean, Stanhope's obviously, he's just
like
not
it.
Everybody's cup of tea. And
some people are
if you're going
drinkers.
In and expecting Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla and the Iraq war just started and you have a guy,
he's going to say something. He's going to say something. We're going to wind it down here. We're going to talk about Brendan's Twitter. Brendan has a Twitter. Brendan Walsh is, what is it called again?
@A+K
It's not at all. It's totally not. It's not. Brendan Walsh is on Twitter. I think it's just his name. His family is also on Twitter too. You should check out his family on Twitter.
Well, I don't really like to encourage. We've kind of nipped that in the bud. But my name is Brendan Walsh on Twitter. BrendonWalsh. And my ex-wife is Trish_Walsh and Trevor_Walsh is my
Sweeties.
Son. But don't.
Just sweeties. Brendan also hosts a fabulous podcast called The Bone Zone.
The Bone Zone. You've probably heard. Or if you can't get enough of Johnny, if let's say you're a windhead, you're a windbag. Maybe
windbag.
That should be the name of your
windbag.
Fan base.
I like that windbag.
So let's say you're a super dedicated windbag, and you just when this podcast ends, you're like, God damn it, I can't go on living without constantly hearing Johnny Pemberton's voice in my earbuds. Go over to allthingscomedy.com, click on the Bone Zone, and two of the most recent podcasts. You've been on like two out of the last 10.
Yeah, been pretty
and
hot.
It'll
ones.
Be listed.
Pretty spicy.
Good ones too. We call
spicy legato.
We call a yeah. I don't know if we should say their name.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's a great phony phone call.
It is.
It just takes so many twists and turns. And it's so ridiculous the whole time.
Yeah.
Like that made me laugh so hard when I went back and listened to it.
It's high quality night.
So yeah, Bone Zone Podcast.
Check it out.
BrendanWalsh.com.
And you can see Brendan also live as a comedian performing on stages across the country.
I'll be in Melbourne, Australia.
That's right.
Starting this week.
Aussies, check it out.
April 5th through the 22nd. Within those dates, uh-huh. That's when I fly. So
I will be
in Austin, Texas. I'll be after
Columbus,
that.
Columbus, Ohio.
Johnny,
on the 22nd.
I'll be in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you guys are.
Oh my God. La 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 Brendan. La 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 Brendan. La 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 Brendan. BW. B. Okay,
be in Austin, Texas,
April
24th.
April 22nd, 24th.
Through the
28th. I'll be in Columbus, and then I think Athens, and I think Iowa, and I think Pittsburgh, and. I wish I was. It sounds like I'm joking, but I think of 22nd. Whatever. Who gives a shit? You'll know about it. And buy our licensed Snuggie online. Be sure to check out our Snuggie. Be listen to other podcasts on feralaudio.com. All kinds of other great audio products. I'm just going to keep letting the mic get further and further away from me. We also got all kinds of really interesting ways you can check in and maybe try on a new baseball glove. We have those big pieces of metal that have the scratched on by people. There are all kinds of different ways you can just find a place to We're done.
I can't believe how cold it is. It's so cold.
Are you fucking serious?
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.